and the Department of Education and the Department of Citizen Services Special Education Service Agency. Number three is the Department of Natural Resources Citizens of Niger Commission on Federal Barriers. Number four, Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, Law and Advocacy. Number five, Developers Office, Criminal Justice Commission. Number six is Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, Regulatory Commission of Alaska. And five, Fiscal Year 19 Annual Report and the Department of Revenue, West Bank Operations Center 1, LLC, Loan Special Permit.
Thank you.
the core unit needs to be aligned besides the current parking lot for the entry and exit location. And by the way, that's causing a big burst for them to call it those numbers because the governor vetoed the item. So in this document here, the governor said, I didn't say it this way, but he said, I'm vetoing item number 33, which is the 12-4. So when I checked the matter and what the public and anyone suspecting that is, he said it was the $20,000 that we afforded him to spend on Janus-related litigation. Do we have any other objection related to the Department of Laws Appropriation? Nothing. So again, there's no actual notice that was a standard law that we sent out on May 22nd that will be from May 22nd when the attorney general was in the entire budget, all of the budget at hand. You know, the judicial committee, you know, here's what I'm bringing up, it's no time for it. Again, no veto of government structure was given. So I won't be sitting there on 13th and said, what's happening here? I thought, well, the Attorney General is saying that they're spending money outside this rule. I followed up about 10 days later, but I hadn't heard anything. And then I followed up with the phone call, and I was 29th of October. I was informed that they did a different deal. And I can quote you, I know I set my own view of the world, and I don't pretend I do. But I can give you my own assessment of the fair legal view of the world. And I can give you my assessment of a different legal view of the world. Essentially, what they said is this. They said, first of all, under the lower provision of the Constitution, the AG is the partner of the governor, known as the Act, and he can pathway for any litigation he or she wants. And I cited to a case in 1975 that supports that design. There are limitations, those limitations. You've got countervailing forces. No discussion of countervailing forces. The other case I cite to is called Alaska Legislative Council versus Knowles. And I know a lot about this case that I'll be talking about when I go to this hearing. I will tell you that in my view, when I've asked my Knowles for it, the Knowles position affirms their position. Does it always affirm their position? No. But it works to this. And I can tell you about that in part of my two. I'll tell you that in large parts of that distinct, the Alaska Legislative Council prevailed. I will also tell you that if the Knowles works, he won several battles and turns that position. I'll also tell you that the most decision that they rely on, this is so critical, concerns a veto of intent language. Intent language. And the question was, could Booker and Oz veto intent language? Or, as Booker and Oz said, was the language drafted by the legislature way back 5 years ago, that it violated the concern with the laws? In other words, if it was too prescriptive, what I would say is that that is a key point here, because what we're complaining about and what I'm asserting is wrong. It's not that the governor vetoed intent language. He didn't veto intent language. He didn't veto any, but he vetoed the $20,000. And there's an argument that he shouldn't have passed through the language itself. But you're only supposed to need something that you, when an item is typically the dollar figure, you don't get to decode a whole structure of the grant that you did that. The actually important part, is not the $48 million settlement for which you're not supposed to spend on Janus related litigation, but by the reason he puts this is important, that the house in subcommittee and in full financing and on floor, they got that it was too expensive. It was $600 an hour. And importantly, the structure of credit does not prohibit him from advancing any kind of related litigation he wants to. He can't, he must use our own assistant attorney can't blame the government. And how about the defilements that happen from the bodies of the body of statute when needed? Let's have this language that rise up in a municipal policy decision on how it's been assassinated. That's what does not violate submission powers. What there is that saying is, when we appropriate, it's not just, we're not restricted to just saying, spur fishing primary house. We could say spur fishing by the health office primary house. Or spur fishing, statement primary house. But that's sort of what's issue, what the issue. And what I'm asking the committee to do is to find the budget that passed. Because I'm asking the committee to think outside the box and I'm asking Tom, if this little structure isn't actionable, what else can be actionable? What the rights that we have there in our ability to be descriptive with the law? And what the most decision said was, can't be descriptive. It just can't be fully prescriptive. So that stands in front of the very question that the
how many cases do you think the state of Alaska is involved in any given time? And how many of the line items like this in the past? Can you comment on that?
Okay.
Sure. Thank you. for you all these days.
So I think this first is first, and then you may have learned your other lessons from your old customers and you've done a lot of these really involved.
Thank you.